I began kind of preparing this Tuesday of this week, and so I came in and started thinking, what am I going to share this Sunday? What am I going to say? And by the end of Tuesday, I had nothing, absolutely nothing. It's just one of those days where you can sit there and you can think, and you can read things, you can look at things, you can watch things. Of course, none of them were connected to what I should have been looking at. I was on Facebook all day. Not really. But you know, you can spend all that time and nothing comes. And it's like no ideas come, nothing fresh comes. So I thought, well, never mind, I've got a few days left. So I got up on Wednesday. And on Wednesday, I started the whole process again. Right, what am I going to say? What am I going to share? And by 11 o'clock, I had nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I thought, well, you know what? We've got the cup final on Thursday. Surely I'm going to be inspired by that. There's something great that's going to come out of that, something just fantastic. So I'll tell you what, I won't do anything until after the cup final, and it will give me some kind of idea, and then on Friday, when Susie drags me into London for the royal wedding, I'll have something which I enjoyed. yeah, we won't talk about that, though, in public. So I thought, when we're in London, I'll have something to think about while all the stuff's going on the screens, and I can tick it over my brain and decide what would happen. But obviously, we lost the cup final, and it wasn't a very inspiring night. and spent most of the night thinking, what did we do wrong? How do we get it so wrong? What could we do next year if we're in the cup final to win it? How could we do better? What did I do wrong? Whose fault was the goal? Actually, probably mine. But we'll move on from that. And all those things go through your mind. And the last thing I could think about was, what am I going to say on Sunday? But luckily, some inspiration came. Well, you can be the judge of that, actually, later on. I won't judge that. But I started thinking about that desire to win and that disappointment that came. And there's something, I think, in all of us in some way, you don't have to be a footballer, to desire to win. And there's something in all of us that hopes, isn't there? And for us as a football team, you hope to win the cup. You hope to win the league. You hope to win just even the next game. In fact, you even hope to win games that don't matter. You hope to score. You hope to put in a really hard tackle and look really good. And you hope so many things. And it's, you know, in the week leading up to it, that hope does many things to you. For some guys, I know it was a sleepless night every now and then and had days off work and all they could think about was the final. And for me, you know, we talked about it. We went over to Ashes on Tuesday night and had watched Man United Schalke play. And we were talking about it. Who's going to be in the team? What's the formation going to be? And you start thinking about this event, hoping what can come of this big event, this thing that we're involved in. I started to think about that hope. And that hope of football, you know, is something that we have for other aspects of life, isn't it? Hope isn't just one thing for one time, but we do it in different ways. And football is one thing for me. I'm sure for you there are other hobbies you're interested in or other things that you might compete at and get involved in and want to see, you know, dreams fulfilled in. I'm sure for all of us there are things about work. Actually, we wish we had that pay increase, that we hope that we will move up the ladder at work. We hope for a new job. We hope that some things would be different or some things would be changed. And there's that hope in us that says, there must be more than what I've got now. And you can apply that in lots of different things, lots of different contexts and relationships and parts of our lives. There must be more. And I think that's true of bigger questions as well. That we can look around the world and we can ask the questions. And I've asked them, others asked me, and I'm sure others here have thought of many questions about life. Surely there must be more. Surely death can't be the end. Surely this person that's been sick for years with this illness, surely this can't be their whole life. Surely there's something better for them. What about that person stuck in depression? Surely there's something more for their life. What about that person who seems to lose everything? Do you know what I mean? Those people who are in life, they get all the bad luck. You see them and whatever they try and do, whatever they try and succeed in, it seems to fail and they seem to lose. And as a Christian and as someone, I came to those questions and I say, what is it about life? You know, hope. And there seems to be a hope. And how do you answer those big questions? Is death the end of the picture? Is, you know, and you can have a good life and an enjoyable life and have lots of things in life. But is death the end of the story? What happens to all the people in the world who, you know, are born and then they're born into poverty and they don't get much of a life and then they die? Surely there must be more for them. And for me, the only answer that I could find was in God. The only answer I could find was in God. Because there's only God who has defeated death in Jesus, who has died and then has risen to new life. And a God who says, I love you. I care about you. And a God who says, things aren't the way they're meant to be. That there is more, that there is better, that there is hope. I think that's incredible. And when I meet a God like that, I think, wow, that's brilliant. Because you know what? Death isn't the end of the story. That for so many, sickness, ill health isn't the end of the story, but there's going to be life. And we can choose to have that life if we want it. And it's a simple case of just saying, I'm not going to live for losing, I'm going to live for winning. Tough message. But there's that sense of, yes, there's hope, there's victory. And the amazing thing is about hope is that each time you pick yourself up, don't you? And it's like, as soon as there's a failure or something goes wrong, you're like, okay, what can we do better? And that began for me on Thursday night after the cup final. Right, what can I do better? How, if I was facing that situation again, would I not be turned by that guy? How would I get to the ball quicker? How would I intercept that pass? How would I make that pass so that it got through and it gave us a goal-scoring opportunity? And all those questions begin. And that's the amazing thing about hope, is that even when we do lose, even when we do see things go wrong, it picks us up again. And so the point is that we lost the cup final this week, but there's another cup final next year. There's another league next year, and it all begins again. And I'm already excited, even though we lost, about next year and the possibility of winning. And we all have that opportunity in life as well, that chance to win. It's up to us. Do we want to choose it? And God is waiting to give us that chance. I'm going to pray. And I'll hand over to Alan. And we'll have a song, I think, to finish. Cool. Okay, I'm going to pray. And God, we want to thank you that we can come tonight. And we've been talking about football team and football. And just what you have done and just the amazing year that we've had. All the different guys that have played. The great fun we've had and the run to the cup final. And speaking as a player, it is annoying, disappointing, sad that we didn't win. But God, we want to thank you that there is hope in life for every part of our life. And that, Lord, there is another cup final next year. That there is still opportunity, Lord, for other areas of our life where things aren't going well for hope to come. And God, I pray most of all that if anyone here tonight is lacking hope, that actually they have questions about what's going on after death. Surely death can't be the end of it. Or maybe they know someone that's ill and is sick. Maybe they know someone that's in poverty. Maybe they just know someone that keeps, whatever they do, seems to fail. I just pray, Lord, that tonight they would find you, the God of hope, who came and died. And you took everything away that was wrong, all our wrong decisions. And Lord, you took all the pain and all the sickness on the cross and you died. But you rose again, which means there's hope. And so God, I pray that people would find that hope, whether that's healing, whether that's a future beyond death, or whether it's even just for the other parts of our life now, for work, for football, for sport, for family, whatever it is. So I just pray that you would give us all a fresh sense of your hope and that you're going to do something amazing in life. Amen. Amen.